Okay, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We want you to connect with us at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. And we hope all of you tuning in tonight are enjoying your July 4th holiday. And it is hard to believe the start of the college football season. It is just around the corner. And this will be a season like no other with the implementation of a four-team college football playoff and the BCS era finally comes to an end. We've got a lot to highlight in our next conversation with one of college football's very best to have ever been a part of the game, and that is Husker great, the double nickel, the great Jason Peter. Hello, Jason.
How you doing, E?
Hey, I'm doing great. Happy 4th of July to you. Big plans for the Peter family tonight?
No. Just hanging, hopefully, poolside, letting the kids run around, tire them out, and then hopefully to bed early.
Yeah, get out those sparklers, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, Jason, last week we were hoping that we would have a chance to discuss how schools right now, colleges are focusing on improving the college football experience. I guess apparently there's been a decline in attendance. Many folks are opting to stay at home, be a couch potato in front of that high-definition television. So it's creating a little bit of a challenge for universities to compete and try to draw fans back to stadiums. What are you seeing there in the Big Ten Conference? Can you talk about that?
Well, it's the same, I think, in the Big Ten as it is in all other college stadiums around the country. And that's people want to be tied in to their social media while they're watching the game. And you're seeing it all over the place where they're all adding Wi-Fi and, you know, the jumbotrons that all these schools have. They're doing everything they can to keep seats or keep bodies in those seats. I mean, Nebraska, you know, it's certainly an issue up here because the one record, I guess, that Nebraska kind of still holds is the consecutive sellout streaks. And it's, you know, I don't know exactly, it's 300-something consecutive games with a sellout, but there have been a few games where you look into the stands and, you know, you say to the guy next to you, did they just say that this was a sellout? Because it sure doesn't look like a sellout. You know, I think you have a lot of older people that have been dedicated fans for a long time that, you know, they're tired of dealing with the at least $20 parking, you know, tab that they have to pay, having to deal with, you know, the traffic and everything else that goes along, you know, with getting to a game, the screaming Yahoos standing, you know, in front of you, the drunk guy to the right of you, and you know, it just never ends. And I think when you combine that with, you know, the flat screen TVs, the high definition TVs, people are saying to themselves, why should I deal with all of that when I can watch the game from the comfort of my own home, you know, not have to deal with all that other stuff, and I can see the game maybe even better than if I was at the stadium. So it's this constant battle that these universities are dealing with, and that's just from the fan perspective. Then you talk about, you know, the recruiting, because the 17-year-old kids eat this stuff up, you know, the ribbon boards and the jumbotrons. I mean, Nebraska's got the big jumbotron at the one end of the stadium, and then they have four smaller ones in the corners. And, you know, they've kind of really been pioneers when it comes to the fan experience with the stadium renovations and what have you, but now everybody seems to be going down that same avenue.
Well, and Jason, that's what I was going to ask you. What are some of the changes and the upgrades that you have seen at the University of Nebraska? I mean, it's a much different experience for the fans than when you were a player there.
Absolutely. We had kind of the one screen at the end, which has now been replaced, and I think it was in 1994 they actually had two of the smaller screens in the corner, so that people, you know, depending on where you sat in the in the stadium, there might be a few plays, you know, depending on where the ball was, that you might not be able to see. So they wanted to make sure everybody could see, and every play was, you know, put back up on the Jumbotron for everybody to see. But, you know, that was in 1994. And then when I came back, you know, in the late 2000s, it was just a different stadium. Like I said, on both sides, they have the ribbon boards. They've got, you know, the four smaller screens. They've got the massive big Jumbotron at the one end. But even with all of that, people, you couldn't text anybody. You couldn't, you know, watch your Twitter feed. You couldn't comment and on the game. And that's what people do nowadays. I mean, everybody has a voice, right? Everybody's a coach. There are 80,000 coaches sitting in the stadium. And, you know, half of them want to be able to get on their social media accounts and give everybody who maybe isn't at the game a play-by-play review of the game. And you weren't able to do that at Nebraska, and I'm sure there are many stadiums that were like that, but this year Nebraska has upgraded, and they've put in, I guess, you know, some high-tech Wi-Fi deal. And just always trying to improve, like I said, the fan experience.
It is our weekly Under the Helmet segment with the great Jason Peter this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. We love hearing from you. Connect with us online at Twitter, at eRadio Sports, and always visit our podcast page at yahoosportsradio.com/podcast. And right now we're focusing in on the fan experience. Jason, you said it best. Please boost the Wi-Fi. I mean, I've got to be able to access my Twitter account.
Right. Yeah. That's kind of, you know, the world that we live in. It's funny because you could have a stadium full of 80,000 people, and, you know, the people that they are basically, you know, upgrading the stadium for, 90% of the time, they don't even have their head up. They have their head down because, you know, they're looking at their phone, being able to text and tweet and do all that stuff. And you know, I don't know. It's just it's a different world where people, I guess, you know, they're more in tune with that stuff and being able to hear what other people are saying about the game, as opposed to just sitting there and watching the game with your buddies and you know, going back and forth and having human contact. You know, something that goes beyond football, I think. Even as parents, mm-hmm. you know, with young children, that's something that you worry about. And I think you see it a lot nowadays where young kids, you know, teenagers, at least, you know, we're talking about 2014 now, you know, where you talk to these kids and they cannot look people in the eye. And that's because 90% of their life is the head is down, and it's in the iPad or the iPhone or on the computer, and, you know, that's just the way it is. But I think, you know, a lot of kids maybe don't grow up with good, you know, person-to-person sort of skills, and I think it's pretty evident today.
Well, just about 60 seconds with Jason Peter and our weekly Under the Helmet segment. I think what's remarkable to watch, too, is just the renovation we're seeing across the country with so many stadiums. It's a big priority. We're even seeing that now at the University of Oklahoma. I had posted on my Twitter account their updated master plan, $370 million upgrade to their football stadium. I mean, the conceptual master plan, it is really, really remarkable. We're excited.
I thought that was all just for that Dorian Green Beckham, the wide receiver that they picked up from Missouri. I thought they were just improving the football stadium for him. But no, it everybody's doing it, and it's not you know, a $5 million project here, a $10 million project there. I mean, like you said, $370 million, and Oklahoma is in a long list of schools that are dedicating that kind of money to their football program.
Okay, Jason Peter's been with us tonight. Happy 4th of July, safe travels, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you, Jay.
Thanks for having me.
Much more straight ahead at YSR.